It's River to River from Iowa Public Radio News, News Buzz edition of the program, taking you through a number of topics still ahead. In this half hour, we'll be talking about an investigation into sexting, which occurred in Bloomfield, Iowa. We'll talk with a police officer from Bloomfield about that case. For people with dust mite allergies, living, working, and breathing in a house is a daily struggle. And allergies to dust can be tough to pin down and hard to treat. For now, at least, and because researchers at the University of Iowa have developed a vaccine that can combat dust mite allergies. And again, River to River producer Emily Woodbury spoke with one of the lead researchers, Ollie Esker-Salem, professor in pharmaceutical sciences at the University of Iowa. He was asked about what exactly these dust mites are.
So they're very, very tiny to see. They're these ubiquitous, microscopic scale creatures that live in mattresses, sofas, and other areas within the house, and they would be extremely difficult to see by the eye, but you could see them under a microscope.
So they're not like bed bugs?
No, not at all. And it would they survive on dead skin cells, and you would not be able to see them.
So how prevalent are they? Do we know how many households have these dust mites?
They are found in 84% of households in the United States, according to national surveys, and they trigger allergies and breathing difficulties among 45% of those who suffer from asthma, according to some studies as well.
Mm. So you would know whether you're allergic to dust mites?
They are fairly well categorized, and people have assays to detect whether you have a response to dust mite allergens or not.
Mm-hmm. And what are these asthma allergy sufferers, what are they experiencing?
So they can have rashes on the skin. They can have asthmatic attacks. They can have difficulty in breathing and the other typical symptoms associated with allergies.
Mm-hmm. And the current treatment is pretty temporary relief. It provides temporary relief, right?
Most of the most common treatments at the moment are focused on temporary relief and mitigating the symptoms of the allergy rather than the actual disease itself or the cause.
Mm-hmm. So why look to a vaccine to help with this?
Well, the advantage with a vaccine is that a vaccine can change the way that the body responds to the allergens, and so it's a more longer-term solution to the allergic response and to the asthmatic response than just treating the symptoms. And it's a way of harnessing the body's natural inclination to want to deal with foreign bodies and allergens and change the response so that it reduces the adverse effects that are felt by sufferers.
Mm-hmm. Can we use this to help treatment of other allergies?
Absolutely. The approach that we have developed where we are taking a piece of DNA that directs the immune system to suppress an allergic immune response and combining that with the dust mite allergen is a platform technology that could readily be applied to a number of other allergens and antigens. And so it does have the potential to be applied to a wider range of allergies.
Mm-hmm. So you have tested this vaccine on animals right now, but will we be seeing human tests anytime soon? When can we expect this on the market?
So the next step, and there's still a significant amount of research that needs to be done on this, is that we want to carefully evaluate the vaccine to make sure there's no adverse side effects in larger scale testing. We'd want to look at this in a different and perhaps larger animal model to make sure there's consistency across different species. And then once we've done a very comprehensive evaluation of the best doses, the best concentrations, the best number of doses, the efficacy in different animal models, then absolutely the next thing that we would want to do is to take this and look at it in patients.
Mm. And I already know a few people that I've talked to about this research, very excited about the possibility of a dust mite allergy vaccine. So very exciting.
It can have a fairly dramatic impact on the quality of life of people when they suffer from this. And so having a long-term solution that can help to mitigate those effects that patients suffer would be a really impactful thing.
Ali Esker Salem is a professor in pharmaceutical sciences at the University of Iowa. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.